Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
You know what? Let's do this. I think we need a palate cleanser.
Yes.
After all that COVID talk. And in the thought of having the TMOS cocktail party tomorrow, you have been telling me about a summertime cocktail.
Yes.
Now, do you have transition music for, nice music for cocktailing that you might want to play for your little kitchen corner that you want to do here, Rob? I'm just curious. There we go.
Yeah, we can play something. Mike, have you ever heard? This is a Baltimore-invented cocktail. But it involves a drink that you introduced me to.
All right.
And this is from Bon Appetit magazine. As you know, I take their emails.
Bon Appetit.
And
Bon Appetit.
It is called the Spaghetti. And it's Spaghetti. It's like spelled like
Spaghetti?
Yeah, but with no I. And this is from a series called, let me read the headline. It's called Spaghetti. It's now my favorite summer cocktail. I ordered this drink based on the name alone. All right. And it says, this is from Highly Recommended, a regular feature in Bon Appetit magazine. It says, the last time I was in Baltimore, I was thirsty, really thirsty. I don't think of Baltimore as a great food town. Do you?
No. There was a Spanish restaurant in Baltimore. I think I remember the name of it that I drove from Annapolis up to Baltimore to go to a place called Tio Pepe.
Ooh,
I think that's what
called.
Oh, is that Uncle Peter?
It was really.
I think it's Uncle Dick.
Uncle Peter and Pearl. Rhode Island could beat the crap out of it as well. Uncle Peter.
I think that's the. It might still be there. I'll look it up while you're doing your thing.
All right.
Just a quick question is. Is the guy who sold crabs to us, the big pound crabs on the side of the road, is he in Baltimore or is he on the Eastern Shore?
Oh, that's Kaz. He's more up on the Eastern Shore. It's
okay,
not
okay.
A Baltimore.
Okay,
although his accent might be, it might favor Charm City.
Okay, I just wanted to confirm. I was like, where was that guy from?
It looks like it's still a restaurant, Restaurante Tio Pepe. Man, oh man, a great restaurant can stay in my brain forever.
Yeah. Just like a fantastic ex-girlfriend. Like, you just remember them.
That's right.
Right? Yeah, you're like, she was crazy, but it was awesome for like 5 months.
There is since you brought it up, and we'll get to the cocktail in a second here.
It keeps.
When you bring that up, I better be careful here. All right, I have to. I'm a camp counselor. I'm 18 or 19 years old.
Here we go. I like it.
And I know I only know the first name of this girl, and her name was Lynn.
Ooh.
And she was extremely naughty, like really naughty. And a bunch of us, after camp, went to a watering hole in my hometown.
Yes.
And we were sitting there, and I think it was 3-on-3, one of those big booths where you sit three on a side. And it's like camp counselor, camp counselor, camp counselor, then a guy next to me, and then me, and then Lynn on my right.
Right.
And so as you talk about remembering things.
Yeah.
And this is not all that naughty.
No, but you're 19. Anything's naughty.
But
it's crazy.
It was a memory because it had never happened to me before. As we're sitting in the booth, she put her hand on my leg, and not in the lower part of my leg either.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And of course, when you're 18 or 19, that was a memory that I will.
And you sure it was her?
She's touching my quad.
Yeah,
it was. It was a memory where I'm like, and I looked over and I remember looking over at her and she was looking at me like this with her eyebrows up, and it was just
so she knew what she was doing.
She knew exactly what she was doing, and she was a little older. And it was very
62.
Special.
Hi, Carla.
It was very special. I'm sorry. You were bringing up memories and suddenly,
you know, my
61-year-old, like a lightning bolt right into my brain. Remember that? That's going back a long, long way.
This cocktail, the spaghetti. I'm wondering if the watering hole you're at, is it from the same place? It's called Wet City. Wet City Brewing. Is that the same place you were at? No.
No,
Rob.
But that's the name of the place.
You're so gross. Why could you leave that fun memory there before you went into Gross Town?
Why do you always have to go into fluids?
Yeah.
Why do you always? What is your sexual deviation where you have to always mention fluids? What is?
Maddie, I want to apologize on behalf of Rob.
Oh,
you must be disgusted.
It's going to be a lot of therapy.
Really. No, the restaurant I was talking about was Tio Pepe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is still very much, very much, you know, alive.
Yeah.
As required by the state of Maryland, we remind our patrons to come wearing the required face covering. Okay. That's
and there's
cool.
good Italian places somewhere up in Baltimore, I think, too, right? I mean, they've got
Got a Little Italy.
A Little Italy, right? Yeah.
I've been to many restaurants. So, yeah, Baltimore, I think, has a good food scene.
Is it possible I could ask Tio Jimmy to come over tomorrow night and just say hello? Maybe plug his restaurant?
Do you want, like, food? Is that what you're looking for?
Of course. Yeah. That's what
Do you want Jimmy to cater our cocktail party tomorrow?
There's only three people. Cater's a stretch, but maybe if you want to bring
if you're asking for
bring
that.
Bring nine wings.
Are you okay with that? I don't want
to. I'm okay for whatever you want to do. I don't care. Right. That's fine with me. He came to Rob's house once.
Yeah, he did.
I'd never say no to a chicken wing.
Buffalo girl.
Jimmy? I'll ask him. Find out. All right, so back to your cocktail. Yeah.
So last time I was in Baltimore, I was really, really thirsty. Really thirsty. So I perused the happy hour menu at Wet City Brewing, I waited for something extra cold and quenching to catch my eye. I got all the way to the end and I spotted it. For $5, the spaghetti. I ordered it based on its name alone. How could you not? Spaghetti.
How's
without
it spelled?
The E? It's spelled S-P-A-G-H-E-T-T. Spaghetti.
Spaghetti. Yeah.
Spaghetti.
Truly, I'm thankful I did because this cocktail has become my official drink of summer. It's only got three ingredients. Miller High Life, lemon juice, and Aperol.
Ooh.
Aperol.
See, I thought you would be intrigued by this because last Christmas, you had the Aperol Spritz, right?
The Aperol Spritz, I think it was my nephew's wife, Sarah, a wonderful human being, one of my favorite people in the world, who was walking through my sister's house with a goblet, and it was bright orange. It was a bright orange, but I was a little thirsty, and I looked at that because Aperol spritzes are not only delicious, but they're super thirst-quenchy. Like, you know, it's an alcoholic beverage that has that thirst-quenching capability,
did a little research. What kind of alcohol is Aperol? It's an Italian aperitif, and aperitifs are dry rather than sweet. The alcohol content is 11%, which is about like a bottle of wine, a little less than wine, which is half of its brother drink, Campari. It's often compared to Campari.
Okay. All right. And it's got a bitterness to it.
It has a strong orange and mandarin orange flavor with a nice balance between cinchona and gentian bitterness and an easy sugary sweetness.
It's wonderful, and I love what the Italians do with aperitifs because they are really, there's a bitterness that I enjoy with that. Amaro is something I talked about before, and that I like that element in a thirst-quenchy drink. I don't like super sweet. I like to have the bitter notes, but it's still a sweet drink. But Miller High Life, it's still,
Well, this guy says it has everything.
I don't like putting ice cubes in beer or anything else.
I don't like altering beer either, but this guy makes a pretty strong case. He says it's fruity, bitter, and just tart enough to lead you back for another sip. It's so straightforward. Here's the recipe. You open a bottle of Miller High Life, Mike, the great taste of beer, it comes in a bottle, and you pour out about 1 ounce, add the lemon juice and the Aperol directly into the bottle, and you're done. You actually serve it in the bottle of Miller High Life. And
Use Miller Lite, do you think?
I'm sure you could use any beer. I bet
you could use Miller Lite. I might try it tomorrow night. I might actually try that tomorrow night.
I'll try that
tomorrow night. I'll do that. I'll get some Miller and I'll try. That sounds really, you know, since we're sitting here in South Florida on the surface of the effing sun right now.
I will send you the recipe. You'll need fresh lemons, beer, and the Aperol. And he says the secret is the beer has to be as cold as possible. That's what makes it especially refreshing. But after you described it as a sort of a bitter orange flavor, and I love orange bitters myself, I think this is really possible and really a reason to buy a Miller product for once.
I love that a restaurant that I liked when I was back in my 20s is still very much alive in Baltimore. And so I found the menu for, and they're open, by the way.
Oh,
they're
nice.
They're open. A bit of Spain in Baltimore. Superb restaurant. Let me see. They've got sopas. That's, tell me what that, that's soup, right? That's
soups.
But they say sopas.
Soups up.
Sopas.
Entre meses.
That's what's entremeses? Is that appetizers?
Appetizers, I would guess. Yeah.
Tortillas.
That's a tortilla?
I mean, omelets. Sandwich.
Let me see. They it's all Spanish language dishes, mussels in green sauce, smoked salmon, filet of sole sauteed with bananas and topped with a delicate hollandaise sauce.
Wow.
Juicy filet of grouper marinated in Provençal
grouper.
Sauce. It's yes. Fresh chicken livers sauteed with cherry sauce with saffron rice, red pepper stuffed with veal, ham, and mushrooms, deboned chicken sauteed in garlic sauce. Oh, my God, it's fantastic. And they do something really good. Let me look at the appetizers.
Do they have a quesarito?
They don't have a quesarito. Where is it? Spanish asparagus, Spanish cured ham, Mediterranean seafood cocktail, shrimp marinated in garlic sauce. That's the stuff.
Ooh,
that's
damn.
The stuff. Fantastic. Tio Pepe, if you ever want to go up there, I think I'll still recommend it, even though it's 30 years that I since I've been there. It's a
made
fantastic
an impact.
Place. And as far as Baltimore's, let me see, I'm trying to think of Baltimore's Little Italy district. They're all pretty good there.
Oh, Little
they're
Italy.
They're all very good restaurants.
I mean, they're known for their food.
And then there's Bell's Point where you can go get drunk.
Yeah, and if you like Polish food, I know there is a place owned by a man named Johnny that is very
good.
Yes,
Johnny has a place that's very close to, I believe, Larry Flint's Hustler Club. Called
Red
Polak
Lake
Johnny's.
Polak Johnny's?
What it
Polak
is, Mike.
Polak Johnny's.
That's the tourism district there.
Let me see. I know we're going to break, and I love
that's
this
fine.
Lovely music here. Let me look up Polak Johnny's. Hold on a second. Kill it for just a second.
Okay,
Rob.
Stop the music. Stop the
right.
music.
Polak. I don't know how to say it. Polak Johnny's. Right.
I don't even Let's know see. How to spell that word. I think
this
it's
is one of those days where I'm living.
N-
All right. N-Y. Oh, it's a Polak Johnny. P-O-L-O-C-K.
Okay.
That's what happened. Why did I go back to that? Come on. God damn it. All right, here we go.
I don't know. Maybe the website's down.
Let me see. Checking it out right now.
Did you put right, up the new links yet, Johnny?
Polak Johnny's, a Baltimore tradition since 1921.
Oh, my
Exclusive
God.
Exclusive brand. We provide high-quality gourmet products.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And there's a picture. Boy, this looks like a retail site. Where
they're
just,
maybe they have goods now.
Sure.
They have goods. They have. You can buy original Polak Johnny sausages or, you know, the work sauce. That's what you put on your dog. So here it is right now, Polak Johnny's.
Mike, I got a brand new cocktail. You pour out 1 ounce of Natty Bow and add the all the work sauce into your beer. And that's
Hello.
Called Polak Johnny's Spaghetti.
Man.
So you're saying I can order that today and have it sent to my house?
Once upon a time,
yes.
I swear to God, I am reading from the website, a short story about us. Once upon a time, there lived a poor kid named Johnny.
Oh, no.
He was a true blue Baltimorean who had a natural ability to turn a buck. In the mid-1900s, when John was growing up, the country was fighting World War I, and
right.
the economy was lean. He got through the hard time selling shoestrings and gadgets.
Gadgets!
And gadgets, just like Oscar, on a corner
that.
Of Lexington and Park Avenue. John's nickname was Whitey. Whitey was an incredible... Okay, and it goes on and on.
Well, Mike,
Jesus, what
when
a...
we come back, will you give us the story? I mean, this is a thrilling story of a man making
sure,
do
Rob.
In World War I.
Absolutely, and then I'll tell you where the Polak Johnny locations are. So if you're a Baltimorean, let me just say right now, this particular show is all for you.
TMOS Classic.
We're back to Polak Johnny's, which we have made jokes about forever. And it's just weird. Sometimes you do a deep dive on the internet and you realize here they are. He opened a joint on a notorious block calling it Penny Arcade. It featured the now tame hand crank peep show machine.
Okay, pause just for a moment. Just for a moment. If you're really trying, you're putting out a whole. This is
like
really
an origin story.
An origin story. Do you really want to mention the fact that your sausage was based on a peep show? I don't think
I got to go back. I'm reading. This is a huge bio.
Okay,
Whitey was an incredible opportunist.
Right, as World War One.
As time marched on, he found his way into local carnivals. He set up a booth, created a unique midway game. His games always looked easy to win, and the prizes were better than anyone else's. This always angered some of the seasoned vendors, and they would mumble under their breath. Occasionally, when it got real busy, Whitey
Yes.
Would return a nickel or dime extra change, and word quickly spread that he couldn't count change.
Oh, no. How dare they?
When the merchant got word of this, they chanted, "That dumb Pollock is going to lose his shirt this weekend." When the weekend finally arrived and the players flooded his stand, the Pollock suddenly learned to count. From that day, he was called Johnny the Pollock and became well-known and respected. He traveled with his show for a while until he began his family. It was time to settle down and set up a home base.
So he started the reputation of
giving back too much change. So he get people. He outsmarted all of them.
Mm. That's brilliant.
That is pretty amazing.
Yes, it is.
So the joint on the block was called the Penny Arcade. It featured the now tame hand crank peep show machine.
Yeah,
two
like a
photo
flip card.
Booths,
yeah.
Uh-huh. three claw machines with naughty novelties, and the popular pinball machines with all the bells, lights, and buzzers. It wasn't long before Johnny began to incorporate his carny background into the arcade. He created a shooting gallery.
What naughty novelties do you suppose were in the claw machine? Because it's like
maybe
1930s.
Yeah.
I suppose, maybe.
He created a shooting gallery with a BB rifle to challenge the players to step right up and shoot the star. Johnny was content with all the familiar noises, but his arcade was missing something that he couldn't quite put his nose on. Then one magical late afternoon, he plugged in his frying pan to fix himself a hot dog.
Oh, Johnny.
As the fragrance filled the room, it cast a spell on the pinball wizards. When Johnny looked up, his counter was filled with hungry faces.
Sure.
Alas, he figured what was missing in his arcade, the delicious aroma from carnival food. Needless to say, Johnny sold his lunch and brought the rest of the pack in the next day. When he went through that pack in 5 minutes, he decided to make that his new game, Hot Dogs and Lemonade.
That's a good game.
He decided to specialize in Polish sausage so he could use his nickname. He created our work sauce and scored the Polish title with little cuts. Later, those cuts became our logo, and in 1921, a new sign was being hung at Pollock John.
This is a great American story.
Yeah. I don't know what little cuts are. I have no idea what.
Well, I think you score the sausage's skin.
I don't want to go too PC, but Pollock Johnny's not appropriate anymore, right?
Not the name?
Probably
hasn't
not
been appropriate in a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's he's been featured. I think they're out at Camden Yards, aren't they?
Are they as popular as Boardwalk Fries?
I'm not quite sure.
In the Maryland area.
Let me see where they are. Let's see if they're
Brashers.
Still. Let's see if they've still got a place on the block. I'm not sure whether they do. All right, so there's Looney's.
Oh, now what's
Looney's
this?
Pub.
I know Looney's.
I don't know if
you know Looney's.
Oh, I've been to Looney's.
Oh, my God. There are tons of locations.
Yards.
People are thinking we're stupid right now because there are all sorts of.
They want one in Fed Hill as well.
I'm
not mistaken.
Right,
a long time.
Right now, people think we're brilliant.
Yeah,
because
we're
doing a deep dive.
Yikes. These guys in Charm City, let me tell you.
This appears
all I know
to me.
Is I cooked a hot dog one day and everyone wanted to buy it. So I sold them.
This appears to me to be the restaurants that serve Pollock Johnny's.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so the licensed actual worst. Yeah.
Yeah. There's an outlet, too. So that's exciting.
If you want discount sausage.
Can I order them to my house?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I like
you
to
can
see
get
what
them.
That's about.
Yeah, but the problem, you have no way
got
to cook
grill.
Them.
I have a grill in the back.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah.
Wow. I got that going for me.
If you start cooking them, Oscar, people will come up and you can sell them.
It's Tio Pepe.
Oscar's not Polish.
It's Tio Pepe in Baltimore and Pollock John. But I don't know. I'm trying to confirm whether they still
the Penny exist. Arcade still stands.
Or the place on the in the red light district.
I remember when I think we were at WHFS and I wasn't on air yet. I was a promo guy. And I remember the afternoon jock had an appearance at the Hustler Club. in the red light district. And I was like, well, I
who
guess
had an appearance there?
One the afternoon jock. It might have been Graham or Tim Virgin. I'm not sure who.
Okay.
All right.
And it was I remember being that young, being like, wait, we're gonna go to a strip club? And you're going to make me drive the van and bring all the t-shirts and the free. And for what it's worth, A strip club promo gig is nothing but you making sure that the afternoon talent is happy. That's all it is. Like, what do you want these? Who do you want to give these to? Like, what are you going to
do? Right. Yeah. There's very little for the disc jockey. Right. There's very little for the disc jockey to do. And I thank God I never had to do one of those gigs.
I didn't mind them.
The only thing I can compare it to is I was booked a couple times to do appearances for Super Bowls. And it's the worst thing you can do because you don't talk during the game. And if you try to talk during a commercial, everyone boos you because they want to see the commercials. There's nothing for you to do. It's similar to being in a strip club. They're not there to see the afternoon
jog. Not as bad as my worst, which was early in my career, Baldwin Service Center. That was the place that sold tractor supplies for tractors, lawnmowers.
Yes.
And the owner, who was prickly and was a prick, came out and said, maybe you should ride around the service center on a tractor.
Yeah.
And, I'm a dirty whore. And I said, I'll do it. And it was riding something like a guy.
Something fun. I was like, oh, how does this work?
It was fun. But then, I started out and I'm going around and the sales guy's looking at me just going. and I'm sitting there. That's when I really felt like a rube.
You rube.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.